Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God wants to bless you, but you must ask. We ask through prayer. Listen to what it says in James 4 and 2. You have not because you ask not. Many of us are too busy to pray. We obsess over situations and we never pray about it. And so the situation just continues. We get more and more frustrated. But Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Now there's something interesting about prayer. Many people seldom ask God to bless them. They pray for their specific needs. But they limit God by not asking him to actually bless them. So I want us to stop right now. I want you to lift both hands, close your eyes, make this your prayer. Repeat after me, Father God, bless me with your greatest blessing. Can put your hands down. There was a man named Jabez who did the same thing in 1 Chronicles 4 and 10. It says, Jabez prayed to the God of Israel, please bless me and give me more territory. May your power be with me and free me from evil so that I will not be in pain. And as a result of that prayer, God gave him what he prayed for. I believe today that prayer that we just prayed, God has granted you a blessing. Let me encourage you every day when you pray, ask God to bless you. Your life can actually be changed by praying the same prayer that Jabez prayed every day. Because prayer releases God's blessings and power to defeat the opposition of the enemy. And believe me, in this life, there is certainly opposition. Why? Because we're in a spiritual battle with unseen forces determined to destroy us. Now, I want to emphasize the importance of prayer on another level today. God's supernatural power is obtained by developing the habit of prayer. There was a man named Smith Wigglesworth, and he was a healing evangelist greatly used by God in the 20th century. And people would ask him what was the source of his supernatural authority over sickness and death. Over his ministry, it was confirmed that 14 people were raised from the dead. Thousands were saved and healed. He impacted whole continents for Christ. Well, in the book called Smith Wigglesworth Remembered, it supplied the answer to that question. Quoting from the book, it says, Wigglesworth had a habit, even into his 80s, of taking about a half hour walks each morning and afternoon. And he would stop on the way many times to pray. If you walked with him, you would probably stop about six times while he took your hands, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and prayed. It would just be in a few simple sentences, but he was diligent in his prayer. The book said, like Enoch, Wigglesworth walked and talked with God and did not ask anyone's permission to do so. Today, I want to tell you that as you pray, you will receive power. Power to fulfill your destiny, power to change events in your life and even in the lives of others. The title of my message today is Prayer is the Window to the Supernatural. Come on, look at the person next to you and tell them, your prayer life is the window to the supernatural. Now, Jesus displayed the importance of prayer. and the power that accompanied it. Mark chapter 1 and 35, it says, in the morning, long before sunrise, Jesus went to the place where he could be alone to pray. In Luke chapter 6 and 12, it says, now it came to pass that when he went out to the mountain to pray, he continued all night long in prayer. Jesus made prayer his most important priority. Now listen to the result of that. It says in verse 17, and when they came down from the mountain, the disciples stood with Jesus on a large level area surrounded by many of his followers and by a crowd. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And Jesus also cast out many evil spirits. Everyone tried to touch him because healing power went out from him, and everyone was healed. Jesus' main priority was prayer, and so should ours. Jesus lived a life of ceaseless prayer. Listen to what it says in Hebrews 5 and 7. While Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with loud cries and tears. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Folks, I want to let you know that God lives in eternity. And when you pray, you're actually connecting to another dimension, the realm where all things are possible. Jesus had an experience in prayer once that shocked his disciples. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 28, it says, Jesus took Peter, John, and James with him, and he went up to the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face was transformed, and his clothing became dazzling white. And suddenly, both Moses and Elijah were there talking with him. And they appeared in heavenly glory and were discussing Jesus' approaching death and what he should fulfill in Jerusalem. Peter and the men with him were soundly asleep. And when they woke up, they saw Jesus' glory and the two men standing with him. And then a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were fearful as they all entered into that cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. And when the voice stopped, Jesus was found there alone. Jesus had an amazing experience when he prayed. However, your prayer life is also a bridge to supernatural things where God is waiting for you. The Bible tells us as we come close to God, then he begins coming closer to us. You know, as human beings, we do not understand the magnitude of prayer. Because if we did, we would never miss an appointment with God to pray. Prayer is fellowship with God that transforms us into the very nature of God, his purity, and it releases his power in our lives. Listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. Behold, the glory of the Lord is being released upon all those who are transformed while praying in his presence. They are being transformed into the same image from one degree of his glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our praise and worship leader, Chichi Onyekine, and Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Tell us about what we can expect that night.
Well, youth explosion, as if that's not a cool enough name to convince somebody to get there anyway. But I think you said it, though, the refreshing. You can encourage those that you invite that, man, I know you're going through something. I don't care what season of life any person is in any demographic or generation. There is something in your life that you wish that would change, or that you wish the Lord would work in, that you wish you could change or control to a higher degree. And to encourage somebody and say, hey, I want you to come to this thing with me, and I promise that you'll be refreshed and you'll have an opportunity to every unseen thing in your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. I have an answer for you that can change everything. That can change everything. Like, we're going to take God at his word that night, and we're going to believe, just like his word says, that he's going to inhabit our praises and that he is going to bring freedom in a room. And I like to tease the question, man, what would it look like, or what would happen if you were free from everything that the enemy tried to tempt you with? What would happen if you were free? What would happen if you had peace that didn't make sense? That even you saw something, or you felt something, or you encountered something that your mind is telling you is negative, but you felt a peace about it that made no sense. What would your life look like? It's like, well, I don't know, man. That'd be kind of crazy. That'd be kind of crazy. It's like, hey, I think I can do that. You want to roll these dice? Just come and find out. Just come and find out. What if... You know, just entertain the thought. What if you can get peace in every area of your life? I truly believe that, young people, if you come to the Youth Explosion on October 25th, that you'll receive freedom that you cannot find anywhere else.
Let's talk about the music just for a minute, because music is something that it's the universal language, and especially for young people. What effect do you think the music will have on the young people?
Man, music, like you said, it's such a universal language. It brings people together. And I feel like we have a unique opportunity to have different kinds of music that'll be appealing, you know, and that'll resonate with the next generation and an older generation. And so just a little teaser, if you would. You know, there might be some Christian rap and spoken word happening that night. We're definitely going to have some praise happening that night. And we're going to have moments to just really go deep and soak in the presence of God in worship. And so I'm excited to be able to experience that.
Join us on October the 25th for our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, where Chi Chi will be sharing music and song, and you will be blessed. Now let's get back into today's program.
Moses experienced the glory of God, and it totally transformed his life. After spending 40 days along with God in fellowship, he had no idea what had happened to him. In Exodus chapter 34 and verse 29, it says, as Moses came down from Mount Sinai carrying the two tablets with God's words on them, his face was shining. It happened from speaking with the Lord, but he did not know it. And when Aaron and all the Israelites looked at Moses, his face was shining, and they were afraid to come near to him. The children of Israel saw the face of Moses was shining. So then Moses put a veil over his face while he spoke to them. But when he left them and went back into God's presence, he took the veil off again. You have no idea of the change that happens in your life when you devote yourself to consistent prayer with God. Stay 5 minutes, stay 3 hours. Be consistent with whatever time you have, and it will absolutely change your life. So much so that others will notice it. You know, others may even notice it before you. That's what happened to Moses. His face was aglow with the glory and the presence of God. Sometimes you hear people say, when you say something really smart, they say, I'm scared of you, man. I'm scared of you. But truthfully, folks, through your prayer life, people can be in awe of you. Every person really who knows God in Christ wants a closer relationship with God. Often they don't know how to get there. You can be an inspiration just through your prayer life, where people will see the change in your life and say, I want that too. See, because the Bible tells us as we spend more time with God, we actually become partakers of his divine nature. Listen to what it says in 2 Peter 1 and 3. As his divine power has been given to all of us, which relates to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us by his glory and virtue, through which he has given to us the greatest and precious promises, that through these we might become partakers of his divine nature. Tell the person next to you, the more time you spend with God in prayer, come on, you become more like Jesus. Now, how was Jesus? What type of person was Jesus? Well, he was a man of integrity. He was a man of love, but he was a man of power. And he made every single one of his followers a promise that we must take him up on in the world and the culture in which we live, that is desperate to see God do something, to see the presence of God, to know that he really exists. A recent survey said that more people today, as opposed to a decade ago, wonder if God even exists. We shouldn't fault God for that, folks. We should question ourselves. Is the power of God lacking in the church? Let's make it more personal. Is the power of God lacking in my life, that people should not know that God actually exists? Listen to what Jesus said. In John 14, 12, he said, most assuredly, I say to you that he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Folks, the key to answered prayer and authority is prayer and fellowship with God through Christ and the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Jesus said in John 15 and 7. If you abide in me. In other words, if you spend time in prayer and my words abide in you, if you spend time in prayer and you read God's word and you take it into your heart and you believe it, you will ask whatever you desire and it will be done for you. You see, through prayer, God releases the power and the faith to walk in the supernatural. Look at the person next to you and say, it's time for you and me to walk in the supernatural. Now, what am I talking about? Folks, walking in the supernatural is God-given authority, so you need not live subject to human limitations. Repeat after me. Prayer is our window to the supernatural. Come on. And faith is the key that opens the door. Please listen to what I'm saying to you today. It's your prayer life with God that opens the door to the supernatural in your life. There were some people speaking to Jesus one day in Matthew 19 and 26, and he looked at his disciples and he said, humanly speaking, it's impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Folks, the first thing that we should do when we come up against an impossible situation, in our minds we should say, you know, it really doesn't matter because with God all things are possible. This may look like a difficult situation to me or to you or to everyone, but with God all things are possible. Come on, repeat after me, no matter what the situation is. God can change it. For with God, all things, everything is possible. If you believe that, give him a hand of praise right now. And whether you believe it or not, it's true. There's nothing that God cannot do. And as God's child, he never intended you to be a victim of your circumstances. Instead, he expects you to change your situation by believing and speaking his word. Jesus said, you can speak to mountains of difficulties and they will move right out of your way. I am talking today about the power of prayer. The power released in your life that develops faith to remove mountains and do the impossible. Folks, God never sent you here to be defeated. He sent you here to be victors. He sent you here to be world changers. He sent you here to help people out of the mess they're in by letting them know there is a God who is able to deliver them and change their situations. We live in a world where so many people are addicted. Over 23 million are addicted to drugs and alcohol alone in the U.S. That's just those two addictions. A report said 1 out of 10 Americans are addicted to something. People need an answer. People need deliverance. What are you doing to help them? The Bible says that prayer gives us the power to change situations, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've already received it, it will be yours.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chi-Chi Onyekene. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of the message for today is Window to the Supernatural, Part 1. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Father, I thank you for these faithful listeners. Your word says, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver and honor him. Father, I pray that you would deliver all those who need deliverance today in every area of their lives. We trust you today, Lord, to make a way for us. Father, you see the time in which we live. You see the difficulties in which we encounter. And we just thank you today because you are near to all those that call upon you, to all those who call upon you in truth. And so, Lord, we come through the precious name of your Son, Jesus, asking you to intervene on our behalf. We rebuke sickness, disease, pain. We come against anything opposing us and coming against us. We thank you for divine intervention and deliverance today. All in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.